Beaver Pride Female Athlete of the Week from the BSU Women's Basketball Team, Colleen McKay with us. Colleen, congratulations on the honor.
Thank you.
You guys played two ranked teams last week. We'll start with Saturday's game. Close game, 1-point win. What did you guys learn as a team about yourselves, about what it takes to finish a game that you guys were able to use to hang on and win it in the end?
It was a great win. I think we came out with the right mentality, just working together, posts and guards, inside and outside. We had good balance, and I think that helped us pull out the win.
I'll be blunt. What happened then on Sunday?
Wayne's a tough team, and I think we panicked on offense. They had a tough zone defense that they spread out, and I think we weren't able to get the ball worked around well enough to set up our offense the way we needed to.
There aren't too many teams that run a zone. It's kind of rare to face a team like that, isn't it?
Yep, there really aren't a lot of teams that run a zone, and theirs is an aggressive zone. I think Coach mentioned this earlier in the week, that they really don't sit back and let you do what you want. It's a zone, but it's extended, so it's really difficult to set up what you want to.
Is it easier to play a team like that the first night, so you've got a little more time to prepare for them?
Not necessarily. I think it's really a mindset. Whether you play them the first night or the second night, you really just have to come ready to play in every way if you're going to take out a team like Wayne.
On the road this weekend, St. Cloud and Concordia. First off, what's it like to play in both of those places?
They're both tougher places to play. I think a lot of my teammates and I played at Concordia when we were in high school, went to state. Some of us played there. They're both tough teams, and I think, you know, we can do it, but it's always tough being on the road.
The ups and downs of this season, have you guys figured out how to extend the ups and limit the downs at all?
I wouldn't say we've perfected it yet, but I think Augustana was a good glimpse of hope for us. I think we showed that we can do it, and we just need to figure out, like you said, how to extend that. Wayne was a tough game for us to have the next night, but I really hope that we can take what we learned from this past weekend and extend it to this weekend.
Typically on a road trip, what's it like after that first game? I know sometimes you, like if you're in Moorhead or Crookston, you come back home and then you bus back the next day. Some places you'll go to the next city and then get to the hotel. This weekend you're going to stay in St. Cloud. What's it like after that first game on a weekend?
You definitely have to adjust and remember that. Just remember your skills, remember your teammates working together, and try to forget about the excuses that you could make about, oh, I didn't get into our hotel until 2 in the morning, and there were loud kids, and the fire alarm went off, and you never know what's going to happen, but you just have to think about the game and focus as much as you can on that and just be mentally tough and forget about the other things that can be a distraction.
Once you get to the shoot-around, I would assume that all that other stuff just goes away on its own, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's nice to have shoot-arounds even just to get used to the atmosphere of the gym and what it's going to be, kind of picture what it's going to be like later on that night and help you get into the right mindset.
Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, Brian.
For more information about the BSU women's basketball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We'll have more of Midday Live coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.